समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, परिक्रमा में आपका स्वागत है। आपके साथ हूं मैं चारू सक्सेना और मेरे साथ है मेरे सहयोगी अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। हाय अभिषेक।
हेलो चारू।
अभिषेक कहते हैं हो सकता है कि आज आपके सपनों और आपके विचारों को लोग हंसी में उड़ा दें, पर आप भी ऐसे मेहनत कीजिए कि एक दिन आप खुद को उन सबसे नीलो ऊंचा उठा दें। बस जिस दिन आपकी बात साबित हो उनकी हंसी को भी हंसी में उड़ा दीजिए।
Absolutely. Hello, Charu. Hello and good afternoon. You're tuned to Parikrama 100.1 FM. I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay and with me today is my co-host Charu Saxena. And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsule, tributes and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first. President Draupadi Murmu to depart from Malawi to New Delhi today. On completion of a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi,
उपराष्ट्रपति जगदीप धनखड़ ने कहा शिक्षा के व्यवसायीकरण से शिक्षा की गुणवत्ता पर प्रतिकूल प्रभाव पड़ रहा है जिसे रोकने की जरूरत है।
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says efforts of India and Mexico can strengthen bilateral economic cooperation through diversification, especially in high-tech electronics.
युगांडा में मंकीपॉक्स के 49 नए मामले, अब तक कोई मौत दर्ज नहीं की गई।
IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, to the next 2 to 3 days. And now, Charu, it's time for a segment, Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level, and today we will talk about air pollution.
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, देखो राजधानी में दिल्ली में सर्दी ने दस्तक दे दी है, लेकिन इसी के साथ शहर की हवा भी खराब होने लगी। और देखो इस कदर खराब है कि हम लोगों को अपने हर चीज में ध्यान देने की जरूरत है। लगातार चौथे दिन भी हवा खराब बनी हुई है और वहीं सरकार ने प्रदूषण कम करने के उपाय शुरू कर दिए हैं।
Yes, absolutely. And the air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. Yesterday, the CPCB has reported an air quality index, AQI, of 292 in the national capital. And the AQI between 0 to 50 is considered good. Between 51 to 100 is considered satisfactory. Between 101 to 200 is considered normal. Between 201 to 300 is considered poor. And between 301 to 400 is considered very poor. And the Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas had on Tuesday invoked Stage 1 of the Greater Response Action Plan, GRAP, after the AQI dropped significantly in the capital post Dasera celebrations. An AQI between 0 and 50 is considered good, 51 and 100 satisfactory, 101 to 200 moderate, 201 and 300 poor, 301 and 400 very poor, and 401 to 500 severe.
अभिषेक, दिल्ली में जिस तरीके से प्रदूषण का स्तर लगातार बढ़ रहा है, अभी देखिए कि सुबह को दिल्ली के कई इलाकों में धुंध की चादर लिपटी होती है और केंद्रीय प्रदूषण नियंत्रण बोर्ड के अनुसार ITO, बीकाजीगामा पैलेस और आनंद विहार क्षेत्र में धुंध में प्रदूषण का स्तर बहुत खराब और कहते हैं ना जरूर से ज्यादा खराब श्रेणी में रखा गया है। और PWD के वाहन राष्ट्रीय राजधानी के कुछ हिस्सों में धूल प्रदूषण को कम करने के लिए GRP1 के अनुपालन में पानी का छिड़काव कर रहे हैं। वहीं यमुना नदी भी दूषित होती जा रही है। देखिए कालिंदी कुंज में यमुना नदी के पानी के ऊपर झाग दिखाई दे रहे हैं। तो अगर देखा जाए तो हर तरीके से हम लोगों को खुद भी ध्यान देने की जरूरत है। देखिए सरकार तो कर ही रही है, लेकिन एक चीज होती है ना कि भाई आप वाहन चलाएं तो सोच के चलाएं कितना जरूरी है वो काम करें, या कहीं टूट फूट का काम हो रहा है तो उस पर कंट्रोल करें।
Absolutely. And Charu was speaking about the Yamuna, and the Yamuna in Delhi was seen covered in a thick layer of white froth on Friday, with experts saying this poses health hazards for people, especially as a festive season approaches. And this is, Charu, I think, a very alarming situation. And the Delhi government Tuesday announced a strict implementation of measures under the Greater Response Action Plan, GRAPE-1, to improve air quality in the national capital, according to a statement from the Delhi Chief Minister's Office. And the announcement followed a high-level meeting chaired by Delhi Chief Minister Atishi with Environment Minister Gopal Rai and senior officials in attendance. And according to the statement, 99 teams have been assigned to inspect construction sites for dust control. And the Public Welfare Department, PWD, will deploy 200 anti-smog guns. The Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD 30, the National Capital Region Transport Corporation, NCRTC 14, and the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC 80. And also, Charu, additionally, the Delhi police will assign extra personnel to traffic-prone areas, and home guards will be on standby if needed. So the Chief Minister Atishi also urged Delhi residents to carpool, refrain from burning crackers and waste, and report pollution incidents via the Green Delhi app. So the teams will ensure that dust control measures are adhered to at both government and private construction sites, with particular attention to the removal of construction and demolition CND waste, which increases PM2.5 and PM10 levels and contributes to dust pollution, she also added.
ऐसा देखा गया है अभिषेक कि सरकार जो कोशिश कर रही है वो कर, मतलब वो तो करेगी ही हम लोग क्या करें हमें लगता है हम लोगों को भी पांच ऐसे टिप्स हैं जो हम लोगों को अपने ऊपर लागू करने चाहिए जैसे कि हम घर के अंदर व्यायाम करें बाहर ना जाएं क्योंकि वायु प्रदूषण का जो स्तर है वो बहुत अधिक है ठीक है तो घर के अंदर रहने का प्रयास करें और अपने आप इनडोर वर्कआउट का जो हम विकल्प चुनेंगे तो वो ज्यादा अच्छा रहेगा और क्या हुआ
या
अच्छा ओके नियमित रूप से जब हम व्यायाम करते हैं और अपने आप को बहुत स्वस्थ रखने की कोशिश करते हैं देखिए जब एक UI सामान्य से अधिक हो तो बाहर व्यायाम करने से कोई फायदा नहीं है नुकसान ही पहुंचेगा फिट रहने के लिए आप घर पर बहुत सारी चीजें कर सकते हैं
यस एंड द सेकंड टिप आईड लाइक टू टेल आवर लिसनर्स इज दैट कीप योर इनडोर्स सेफ एज हाई पोल्यूशन लेवल्स कैन वर्सन द एयर क्वालिटी इनडोर्स एज वेल. Therefore, it becomes crucial to keep indoor pollution free. You should keep your doors and windows shut. Try installing air purifying plants. Also, Charu, I'd like to tell our listeners to invest in an air purifier. It can help enhance indoor air quality and reduce the health hazards brought on by household pollution.
एक बात है रोज का AQI जांचें देखिए AQI का मतलब है वायु गुणवत्ता सूचकांक जो हवा में प्रदूषकों के स्तर को मापता है अपडेट रहना जरूरी है इसलिए आपको बहुत देर होने से पहले एहतियाती कदम उठाने में मदद मिलेगी और देखिए समाचार पत्र हो मोबाइल फोन हो देखिए आज इतना एडवांस माहौल हो गया है कि अगर आप अपने आप को अपडेट रखने की कोशिश करते हैं तो आपको हर दिन पता चलेगा कि आज क्या है.
Yes, another very simple step which I think each and every one of us can do and is to use mask, you know. Face mask can help reduce your exposure to pollutants. They don't provide complete protection, however, are quite effective. So I think everyone should make your full use of masks.
But ek cheez hai, ehtiyat ke taur par na, apne paas dawaiyan zarur rakhe. Jadi aapko heart ka problem hai ya koi saans aane mein problem hai, to jab aap bahar jaye to apni dawaiyan apne saath leke jaye. Aur apne lakshanon ko niyantran mein rakhne ke liye apne doctor ke nirdeshon ka theek se palan kare.
Absolutely, and we should try from our end to contribute to the reduction of outdoor air pollution. That, like, we can use methods of transportation that help reduce the amount of pollutants in the air. We can, Charu, use the public transport, walk or bike when the air quality is good, and we can also make use of carpool. So limit the use of fireplaces and wood stoves in the winter. Their appliances contribute a great deal to smog during the cold season. Make sure that you maintain these appliances properly. So listeners, take utmost precautions to stay safe.
Very good. और अब समय हो गया है अपने संवाददाताओं के माध्यम से देश के अलग अलग भागों में होने वाली गतिविधियों से अवगत कराने का तो अभिषेक सबसे पहले कहां ले चल रहे हैं आप?
Yes, sir. We'll start off with a story from Arunachal Pradesh. And a much anticipated Kamang Culture and Heritage Museum at Nukmadung under Dairang subdivision of Arunachal Pradesh's West Kamang district is ready to open its doors for everyone. We have a report from a correspondent, Rakesh Dole.
The Gamang Culture and Heritage Museum in West Gamang District is conceptualized by the Indian Army as a part of the Operation Sadbhavana, synergized with the Vibrant Village Program of Government of India and the local community. It stands proudly as a testament of the rich and diverse cultural legacy of Arunachal Pradesh. The museum will be inaugurated by Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on October 23 this month in presence of Union Minister of State for Rural Development, Kamalesh Paswan, and General Officer Commanding Gajraj Kaur, Lieutenant General Gambir Singh. Arunachal Pradesh, the land of dawn-lit mountains, has a deep-rooted connection to Indian civilization, tracing mentions in Kalika Purana and the great epic Mahabharata. It is replete with innumerable historical monuments and archaeological sites that establish its rich cultural and ancient heritage, which along with wonderful natural beauty comes together harmoniously at the Gamang Museum. The Gamang Cultural and Heritage Museum has been curated by the National Museum Institute of History of Art, Conservation and Museology, along with the voluntary donation of ancestral land and 343 traditional artifacts by the local community. This effort brings together cultural and religious linkages of old communities, covering all tangible historical, religious, archaeological, and ethnographic aspects woven in the fabric of Arunachal Pradesh. The museum has a state-of-art movie hall showcasing rich cultural and heritage linkages of Arunachal Pradesh with Bharatvarsh. A cafeteria and a children's park has also been constructed for tourists. The Gamang Cultural and Heritage Museum will inspire visitors from across the globe, fostering a deeper understanding and appreciation of Arunachal Pradesh culture and heritage. It will serve as a cultural beacon of peace, security, and commitment to nation building through community integration. For Parikrama, this is राकेश तोले, आकाशवाणी न्यूज ईटानगर।
अभिषेक, अब लद्दाख चलते हैं। देखिए, नशे पर कंट्रोल करने के लिए बहुत कुछ करना होता है और हमारी सरकार भी ऐसा कुछ कर रही है। अभी नशा मुक्त भारत अभियान चल रहा है लद्दाख में, तो आइए इस पर हम अपने संवाददाता की रिपोर्ट सुनते हैं।
The event held at Auditorium Hall, Kargil, aimed to equip local volunteers with the skills and knowledge necessary to actively engage in reducing drug demand and promoting a drug-free society in the district. The training conducted by experts from the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, including Senior Program Officer Risha Nusrat and State Coordinators Kritika and Pajotika, focused on the critical issues of substance abuse. The session emphasizes the alarming rise in alcohol, opioids and cannabis uses in India, shedding light on its cause, effects and the strategies required to curb it. The primary goal of the event was to empower the master volunteers to serve as frontline advocates in drug prevention, particularly among adolescents, while promoting community involvement in the de-addiction process. Interactive discussions allowed participants to explore challenges specific to Kargil and devise localized solutions. We are committed to creating a drug-free future for Kargil, said Abdul Majid Tantre, Assistant Commissioner Revenue, District Social and Tribal Officer, Kargil. He reiterated that the department is dedicated to implementing the NMBA across the district with a focus on early intervention, awareness, campaign and treatment. The program, which saw the participation of school principals, students and community leaders, also encouraged the public to utilize the toll-free helpline 1446 for confidential counseling and support. For Parikrama, this is Anadali from Kargil Union Territory of Ladakh.
Yes, and now on to Telangana. And in Telangana, Bhadradri Kothagudam District Superintendent of Police, Rohit Raju, has inaugurated a primary school building recently at a tiny village called Burugupadu in the left-wing extremism-affected area. And there may be several school buildings in the LWE areas, but this school in a remote and tribal area has a speciality. The police themselves build a school building with the help of village youth and women to provide a pakka school building to the children of the village. We have more from a correspondent.
Police personnel of Charla Station in Bhadradri Kothagudam district have earlier undertaken several operations to contain the left-wing extremism in the affected areas of Telangana. But the operation taken up by Circle Inspectors of Charla Block, Raju Verma, is very different. The initiative he took has paved way to 43 children to have a good school building. Unlike earlier, these children are regularly going to school now, even if it is raining. There was a small hut without even a proper roof in place of the primary school of Burugupadu, a tiny, remote and tribal village, till the new building was inaugurated recently. These children have no easy option to go to school of some other place as their village is 5 kilometers away from the Mandal headquarters. Having watched the Cherla police in many anti-LWE operations and even taking part in local development works, the villagers one day approached C.I. Raju Verma with a request to arrange a few cement-coated or asbestos sheets to cover the tiny hut called the primary school. They informed the hardships that the students are facing and how often the school forced to close due to adverse weather conditions. Moved by the plight of the students, Raju Verma took up the operation and wanted to build a pakka building for the school. He discussed with the villagers and shared his ideas for a permanent building for the school.
One day we visited the Burugupadu village. After that we conducted the meeting along with the Burugupadu villagers. We are ready to build a pakka building to the school. We are very happy to make the school in that particularly interior village. In this issue, we convey to the district SP sir. Sir also cooperated.
The youth of the Burugupadu and women actively came forward to participate in construction activities. Within 2-3 months, the building got ready with the cement walls and a pakka roof with the help of the Cherla police. The village got a proper primary school. Now the 43 students are the happiest lot and going to school regularly. With Hari Krishna in Kothagudem, Lakshmi for Parikrama.
चलिए अभिषेक, अब चलते हैं आजादी के सफर पर।
आजादी का अमृत महोत्सव।
आजादी का सफर, इंडियाज ग्लोरियस फाइट फॉर फ्रीडम, इज वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट स्ट्रगल्स द मॉडर्न वर्ल्ड हैज एवर विटनेस्ड। On 19th of October 1888, V. Ramalingam Pillai, popularly known as Namakkal Kavinyar, was born at Mohanur in Namakkal district in Tamil Nadu to Venkataraman and Ammani Ammal. His father worked in police department. He did his BA in 1909 from Bishop Heber College at Tiruchi. Initially, he worked as a clerk at Namakkal Tahsildar's office and later worked as a primary school teacher.
He wrote hundreds of poems with patriotic fervor. He also participated in the Salt Satyagraha against the British government in 1930 and went to jail for 1 year. His novels and songs enlightened the youth of Tamil Nadu about the freedom movement and Gandhian ways of fighting with the enemy.
Ramalingam Pillai, who was fondly called as nationalist poet, wrote, "Without sword and without blood, a war is being waged. Those who believe in the immortality of truth can join without hesitation."
காந்தி என்ற சாந்த மூர்த்தி தேர்ந்து காட்டும் செந்நெறி மாண்டருக்குள் தீமை குன்ற வாய்ந்த தெய்வ மார்க்கமே.
His novel, Malaikallan, was made into a Tamil film post-independence and became a super hit film and won President's Medal for Best Film.
This film was later remade in Hindi as Azad. His poems on the pride of being an Indian and Tamil, and his verses on Khadi are being quoted even today in Tamil Nadu. He received the Padma Bhushan Award in 1971. Nirmala Deshpande was born to Vimla and Purushottam Yashwant Deshpande in Nagpur on the 19th of October 1929. Her father was the recipient of the Sahitya Akademi Award in 1962 for his work in Marathi, Anamikachi Chintanika.
She did MA in Political Science from Nagpur. She also studied at Ferguson College, Pune. Thereafter, she served as lecturer in political science in Morris College, Nagpur.
Deshpande joined Vinoba Bhave's Bhudan movement in 1952. She undertook a 40,000-kilometer padyatra across India to carry Gandhi's message of Gram Swaraj. She recognized that it was difficult to practice Gandhian principles, yet believed that doing so was the only way towards a truly democratic society.
Deshpande was known to be the spirit behind peace marches in Punjab and Kashmir when violence was at its peak in those states. She served as the president of a historical organization, Harijan Sevak Sangh, from June 1983 till her death. She was associated with many social organizations and bodies. She founded Akhil Bharat Rachnatmak Samaj that won the National Communal Harmony Award in 2004.
Nirmala Deshpande was a nominated member of the Rajya Sabha twice. Deshpande received the Rajiv Gandhi National Sadbhavna Award in 2005 and the Padma Vibhushan in 2006. That brings us to the end of this episode of Azadi Ka Safar. See you in the next episode tomorrow.
And now on to some sports news.
बेंगलुरु में पहले क्रिकेट टेस्ट मैच में भारत ने न्यूजीलैंड को 107 रन का लक्ष्य दिया है। मैच के चौथे दिन भारत ने दूसरी पारी में 462 रन बनाए। पहली पारी के आधार पर 356 रन तक पिछड़ने के बाद भारत ने 106 रन की बढ़त हासिल की। सरफराज खान ने 150 रन की पारी खेली, जबकि विकेटकीपर ऋषभ पंत मात्र एक रन से शतक से चूक गए। धोनी ने चौथे विकेट के लिए 177 रन जोड़े। भारत ने पहली पारी में 46 और न्यूजीलैंड ने 402 रन बनाए थे।
Yes, and the archery World Cup final 2024 will begin in Mexico today. The competition will comprise individual men's and women's competitions in recurve and compound event, and five Indian archers will represent the country. Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Sureka Vennam, Olympians Deepika Kumari, Dheeraj Bomma Devara, Priyansh and Prathamesh Fujel will compete for the top spot. And today men's compound individual events will begin at 9:30 p.m. IST. And this is the last international archery competition of the 2024 season.
भाई अभिषेक, अब वक्त है करीब से देखने का उन खास लोगों को जिन्होंने आज जन्म लिया या दुनिया से विदा हुए। तो हम बता दें कि आज जोनाथन स्विफ्ट, जिन्होंने मशहूर किताब गुलिवर्स ट्रेवल्स यानी गुलिवर की यात्राएं के लेखक जोनाथन स्विफ्ट जो हैं, इनका निधन आज ही के दिन 1745 को हुआ था। और अभिषेक, इन्होंने गुलिवर्स ट्रेवल्स की कहानी के बारे में बहुत कुछ लिखा। आई थिंक आपने भी इसे सुना होगा। कभी सिर्फ आधे फुट की लंबाई वाले लिलीपुट वासियों के राज्य में पकड़े जाना, उनकी मदद करना और फिर जान बचाकर भागना, तो कभी खुद से अनेक गुना ऊंचे कद के लोगों के देश में पहुंच जाना और नुमाइश का हिस्सा बन जाना। गुलिवर की साहसिक यात्राएं पढ़ने वालों को नए नजरिए से सोचने पर विवश करती हैं। और जोनाथन स्विफ्ट को शुरू से लिखने का शौक था, पर देखो अभिषेक, क्या आपको पता है कि अपने मास्टरपीस गुलिवर्स ट्रेवल्स को लिखने में उन्हें कई साल लगे। उन्होंने कहानी लिखनी शुरू की जिसका नाम था ट्रेवल इनटू सेवरल रिमोट नेशंस ऑफ द वर्ल्ड। बाद में ये कहानी गुलिवर्स ट्रेवल्स के नाम से छपी और उनके दोस्तों ने इसे किताब के रूप में छापने में मदद की। इस कहानी को जो लोकप्रियता मिली वो अब इतिहास है।
एब्सोल्युटली, जोनाथन स्विफ्ट वाज ऑफ कोर्स द आयरिश राइटर हु बिकेम डीन ऑफ सेंट पैट्रिक्स कैथेड्रल डबलिन, हेंस हिज कॉमन सोब्रिकेट एंड डीन स्विफ्ट। स्विफ्ट इज रिमेम्बर्ड फॉर वर्क्स सच एज अ टेल ऑफ अ टब, एन आर्ग्यूमेंट अगेंस्ट एबॉलिशिंग क्रिश्चियनिटी, गुलिवर्स ट्रेवल्स विच चारू मेंशन्ड एंड अ मॉडेस्ट प्रपोजल, एंड इज रिकॉर्डेड बाय द एनसाइक्लोपीडिया ब्रिटानिका एज अ फॉरमोस्ट प्रोस सेटायरिस्ट इन इंग्लिश लैंग्वेज। ही वाज अ मास्टर ऑफ टू स्टाइल्स ऑफ सेटायर, द होरेशियन एंड द जुविनेलियन स्टाइल्स। His deadpan ironic writing style, particularly in a modest proposal, has led to such satire been subsequently termed Swiftian. And also Charu Ajay Singh Deol was born on this day in 1957, better known as Sunny Deol. He was an Indian actor, film director, producer, politician and former member of parliament in the Lok Sabha, the lower house of Indian parliament. He was elected from the Gurdaspur constituency of Punjab, one of the highest grossing actors of Indian cinema. He has worked in more than 90 Hindi films in a career spanning over 4 decades and is particularly known for his angry action hero persona.
बिल्कुल सनी देओल ने फिल्म बेताब से एक्टिंग डेब्यू किया था और देखिए इन्होंने नाम भी बहुत कमाया और परेशानियां भी सही लेकिन उनके बोले हुए संवाद आज भी लोगों को जुबानी याद है उनका ऐसा एक संवाद था जिसे फिल्म दामिनी में हमने सुना है
Yes, before that I'd like to say, Charu, that his portrayal of a boxer accused of murder in Rajkumar Santoshi's Ghayal 1990 won him the Filmfare Award for Best Actor at the National Film Award Special Jury Award Feature Film. And of course, how no one can ever forget his portrayal of a volatile lawyer in Santoshi's crime drama Damini 1993, which won him the National Film Award for Best Supporting Actor and the Filmfare Award for the Best Supporting Actor. Let's listen to the dialogue from that movie.
आप फिर से तारीख दे रहे हैं उस तारीख से पहले सड़क पर कोई ट्रक मुझे मारकर चला जाएगा और केस बनेगा रोड एक्सीडेंट का आप फिर से तारीख दे देंगे और उस तारीख से पहले दामिनी को पागल बनाकर पागलखाने में फेंक दिया जाएगा और इस तरह ना तो कोई सच्चाई के लिए लड़ने वाला रहेगा ना ही इंसाफ मांगने वाला रह जाएगी तो सिर्फ तारीख और यही होता रहा है मिलॉर्ड तारीख पर तारीख तारीख पर तारीख तारीख पर तारीख तारीख पर तारीख मिलती रही है लेकिन इंसाफ नहीं मिला मिलॉर्ड इंसाफ नहीं मिला मिली है तो सिर्फ ये तारीख
और अब हम बात करते हैं मार्था रे की जी हाँ अमेरिकी हास्य अभिनेत्री और गायिका मार्था रे का निधन आज ही के दिन 1994 को हुआ था जो वॉडविल से ब्रॉडवे रेडियो फिल्म और टेलीविजन तक गई अपने बड़े मुंह और कर्कश हंसी के लिए मशहूर थी मार्था रे का योगदान न सिर्फ एक कलाकार के रूप में बल्कि 3 युद्धों में सैनिकों के लिए एक चिकित्सक के रूप में भी हमेशा याद किया जाएगा रे को कर्नल मैगी के नाम से जाना जाता था और 1993 में उन्हें उनके देश की सर्वोच्च नागरिक सम्मान मेडल ऑफ फ्रीडम से सम्मानित किया गया दूसरे विश्व युद्ध कोरिया और वियतनाम युद्ध के दौरान वो सच्चे देश प्रेम की मिसाल बन गई उन्होंने युद्धग्रस्त क्षेत्रों के कई दौरे किए फील्ड अस्पतालों में घायलों की देखभाल की आखिरकार मार्था रे ने अपने घर को वापस लौटने वाले सैनिकों के लिए खोल दिया ताकि उन्हें नई जिंदगी में ढलने के लिए एक जगह मिल सके सुनते हैं मार्था रे की आवाज में स्टीवन श्वार्ट्ज के बोल और संगीत से सजा उनके ब्रॉडवे म्यूजिकल नाटक पिपिन का की नो टाइम एट ऑल
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, to your cataracts and Qatar, you can squander away.
Yes, and Kundan Shah was born on this day in 1947. He was an Indian film director and writer. He's known for his comedy classic, Jaane Bhi Do Yaro, and his 1986-87 TV series, Nukkar, with Saeed Akhtar Mirza. Shah made his comeback to cinema in 1993. He directed the famous Kabhi Haan, Kabhi Na and wrote the screenplay for the film. The film was another comic love story, but it also displayed new aspects to his credit. It was the first time that a hero in the film was an absolute loser. The film starred Shah Rukh Khan in one of his first roles. The film was much acclaimed and both Shah and Khan were appreciated for the work. And in 1994, Shah won the Filmfare Critics Award for the best movie for the film. And he was the first filmmaker to win this award. Let's listen in to a medley of songs from this movie.
Deewana, dil deewana. मचलता है दिल है काश के हम होश में अब आने न पाए
अगर आप किसी आम आदमी को अपनी फिजिक्स नहीं समझा सकते तो वो कोई अच्छी फिजिक्स नहीं है ये सोच थी ब्रिटिश भौतिक विज्ञानी अर्नेस्ट रदरफोर्ड की जी हाँ जिनका निधन आज ही के दिन 1937 को हुआ था उन्हें केमिस्ट्री के नोबेल पुरस्कार से नवाजा गया
So with that, it's time to wind up this edition of Parikrama. Thank you so much for being with us. Till the next time, this is Charu Saxena and me, Abhishek Mukhopadhyay, signing off. Bye and Namaskar.